With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's been a leak of sensitive intelligence information pertaining to Israel's plans for Iran.
Inside sources say the United States is investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents that assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. Sources who spoke on condition of anonymity say two documents marked top secret were posted on the Telegram messaging app. The information notes that Israel was moving military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's blistering ballistic missile attack into Israel on October 1st. The information is attributed to the U.S. National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in Georgia say there was a catastrophic failure of a dock gangway that collapsed, killing at least seven people.
Authorities are investigating a deadly ferry dock gangway collapse on Georgia's Sapelo Island that happened Saturday afternoon, killing at least seven people. Captain Chris Hodge with Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
Once we got on scene, we realized that we have possibly 20 people or more that had went into the water because of the collapse of this gangway.
Sapelo Island is about 60 miles south of Savannah, reachable by boat. Crowds had gathered for a celebration by the island's Gullah Geechee community of black slave descendants. I'm Julie Walker.
Number of people collecting welfare checks in New York City is at its highest level in decades. New York Post reports nearly 800,000 New Yorkers were issued welfare checks during the last fiscal year, the most since the 90s. The city admits that illegal immigrants are among those getting checks. This is SRN News. A battle over flags in Denver. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The city school system has ordered that every classroom display an LGBT pride flag. This prompted one father to try and get his child's school to display a straight pride flag in class, an effort that was rejected by officials. The father filed suit, and now a judge has tossed his case out, deciding that the Denver school system's requirement that every classroom display the rainbow flag is a form of government speech which is not governed by the free speech law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas is suing a Dallas doctor over accusations she's providing puberty-blocking drugs to kids to help them live as the opposite sex. The lawsuit announced by Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton alleges Dr. May Lau, a doctor in the Dallas area, provided hormones to over 20 minors in violation of a Texas ban that took effect last year. This is SRN News. Sicily is hit by flooding.
Heavy rain lashed the Italian island of Sicily on Saturday, causing flooding and landslides. The Licata River near Agrigento flooded after the Salso River burst its banks. Firefighters used a helicopter to rescue residents who climbed onto their roofs to escape the rising floodwaters. In Enna, a cliff collapsed, sending large boulders tumbling onto the main road leading to the city. Schools, public gardens and cemeteries were closed in various towns and villages across the island. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Frozen waffles sold at Target, Walmart, Kroger and other major retailers across the country are being recalled due to possible listeria contamination. Treehouse Foods announced the recall after routine testing of the company's facility discovered the problem. Hundreds of different frozen waffle products are affected by the recall. More details at srnnews.com.